I will call the Thursday, July 20th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Deedle, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler?
Excuse. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First of all, let me apologize for the temperature in the room. It's nothing personal. It's not a plot to keep you quiet. It's a 1971 air conditioner that no longer has parts available. So that's what we have. A couple of things on public hearings, which is the item we have on the agenda tonight. We ask that you allow everybody one time through. Let everybody speak once before you want to jump in. I'm not a big fan of people saying things from the audience. And I know you're all polite crowds, so you won't do that anyway. But there we go. Tony, right? 3 minutes apiece, or try to keep it to 3 minutes. And that's it. So we're going to get on with business. Cell phones, please turn to vibrate. Okay. So with that, item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of July 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, a rezoning public hearing, a single-family residential subdivision by Rick J. Prisbilla. Mr. Deedle, you have a public hearing notice to read.
Yes, sir. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct the public hearing on Thursday, July 20th, 2017 at 7 p.m., or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, to hear public comment regarding an application by Rick Prisbilla, President of Creative Homes, Inc., for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District to R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District for the property located at 7543 South North Cape Road, bearing tax key number 797-9946-000. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of 6223-7D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes Divisions 15.-9.02-00 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following the public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Deedle, give us the highlights, please. This should take a long time, shouldn't it?
No, sir. So this is the subject property right here, about 18 acres. As you can see, it's mostly farmland. North Cape right here, St. Martin's over here. The developer is wishing to build a single-family residential subdivision. I have a map of that as well. It looks like that. So a very long cul-de-sac extending off of North Cape, ending up over here, and then a possible future road extension down this way. Proposing a total of 26 lots, ranging in size from 20,300 square feet approximately to about 31,600 square feet. I can mention that, again, this rezoning is from R2 to an R3 zoning district. The lands to the north and to the south. Get the other map. The lands to the north up here and to the south down here are all R2, just like this one is currently. The lands over here are R3. The lot size they're proposing is more close to this size rather than these sizes. Again, the R3 minimum lot size in here would be 20,000 square feet. Right now, the R2 minimum lot size is 40,000 square feet. This is just the first part of the process. They're only asking for the rezoning at this time. If the rezoning was approved, it's our understanding that the applicant would then put together a subdivision plat, which also would have to be reviewed and approved by the Plan Commission and Common Council, although the subdivision plat does not have any public hearing.
Is there any natural resources on this lot?
There will be a little bit associated with this creek over here, just along the property boundary on the north over here. I believe that they had this looked at before and there wasn't, but all that information is older than 5 years. So as part of the subdivision plat, they would have to remap and identify all natural resources on this property.
Okay. So we have a properly noticed public hearing. The deal is you come forward to that microphone, give us your name and address, take your 3 minutes or less, and let us know what you think. I will open public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please come forward. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is John Sanborn. I live at 11860 West St. Martin's Road. I have some notes here. I'll just read off quick. There was a mention that water would be run to it, and like with the O'Malley deal about 10 years ago, there's no statement that the developer would take that on, and with our front footage, we would have the $12,000 assessment. Many of the people on St. Martin Road are blue-collar and retired, have large front footage like me, and this would be ruinous to them. It's not fair to the citizens to take on this type of burden when only the developer and the landowner would be gaining anything out of it. And of course, when we rebuilt St. Martin's Road, it was promised to us that no water would be going in there, and now you'd be tearing it up, and that would degrade St. Martin's Road. So with 26 lots going into that 18-acre parcel, you probably have, figuring that there's 2.5 cars per household on average, you have 65 more cars on that area in the neighborhood. The nature of the neighborhood is mostly the R2 with affordable housing on acre plus lots, and this would, in my view, degrade that nature, semi-rural nature of the neighborhood. And then last time, one of the reasons why it was shot down is because nobody would grant easement onto it. They would, and the fire department insisted on having that secondary easement going to egress from McShane. Then lastly is when we went through this with O'Malley, we were assured that we wouldn't be going through this every 10 years. That was the way it was phrased because I asked that question. I have nothing else to say.
Thank you. Mr. Sanborn mentioned an assessment number for water. I don't know where that came from, but there has been no estimates given for any water service through this area.
That was from when O'Malley went through, and because of front footage, we would have had $12,000.
That was 10 years ago. So, you know, it could go up, could go down. So I'm just saying. Well, the way these things work is all of a sudden that number is out there. So I just want to urge you all, let's get the right numbers out at some time. And I'm not disputing that that wasn't the number 10 years ago. Sir, please, name and address.
My name is Don Mosnicki. I live at 12248 West McShane Road. And I would just like to know, they're planning on putting a road right through my house. Nobody even talked to me about this.
I don't think so. Mr. Deagle, can you put up the slide, the other slide?
Right through my house, that so-called extra road, which is going to go through because that's a state ordinance. Right here.
You're speaking of this?
Yeah. That's... Don't even approach me on it.
Well, first of all, it's still on the property that abuts you. It's not going anywhere until you do something with your property.
Yeah, but I went through this with the other guy. They're going to build. Once they start building, they just put a road in, and that's the end of it for the betterment of the city.
But first of all, sorry, Patty. We don't take property for roads. Well, we're not going to take your house.
What is it in there for?
Because, for future development. It's also to serve.
Like I said, nobody even talked to me about this. If you're going to develop, you got. If he's got, it wouldn't be in there now if they weren't planning on using it. Who is this guy that's doing this?
His name's Rick Prisbilla.
You'd think he would have had enough guts to talk to me.
Well, first of all, I'm going to caution everybody. We will treat everyone in this room with respect. I understand you're upset. I get that. But he's an honorable man just as you are. So let's just back it down a little bit, please.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir, good evening. Good warm evening.
My name is James Hansen. I'm at 7638 South North Cape Avenue. I was here at the last deal with O'Malley. I've got an essential statement here. The proposed concentrated cluster of homes is incompatible and out of character with the surrounding neighborhoods in Franklin, St. Martin's, and Mosquito. There is no reason why development consistent with the requirements of R2 zoning can't be built there. We don't need a Chicago suburb slammed into our neighborhood. And just one further comment. Once the zoning goes from R2 to R3, anybody can do anything with it up to a minimum of a quarter of an acre a lot. That's going from an acre minimum to a quarter acre minimum. And who's to say that couldn't happen here? So that's my comments, and we've been through this before, and it was just mentioned before here. Didn't we get some kind of assurance that this wouldn't come up again for a few years? Well, I'm through.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Ma'am, please.
My name is Ludmila Mursik, and I'm the neighbor just south of that lot. And nobody had mentioned anything to me either. So what is the order?
What's her address? Her address.
Could we have your address, please, ma'am?
The address, my address, okay, it's 7577 South North Cape Road.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else?
I'm just hoping. Amelia Tunney, 1231 West St. Martin's Road.
I can't hear you.
And I'm just hoping for some clarification. Are you, if this goes through, they have to hook up to water because obviously they're not going to be able to have wells on all that property. Does that mean all the rest of us along St. Martin's Road, we're going to be forced to go to water? Is that what you're saying here?
That's a possibility, yes. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, right?
But all of us have to pay in order for him to put this subdivision in? That this isn't right.
Well, there's a rather substantial policy relative to who has to pay for what. And our water policy says that you are not required to hook up to water. You are to sewer, but not water.
Right, but I've got a huge, road line, that property
frontage,
line road. It would be unbelievably, the sewer costs $36,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even imagine what the water's going to cost. And we don't even want the water.
Right.
So would you take it all the way down St. Martin's Road?
I don't. Mr. City Engineer, do you have a...
I haven't seen a plan.
We don't have a plan on it yet.
I mean, do we get a vote in this, or is this just something that's going to happen to us?
You individually don't get a vote. You do through your aldermen and the elected officials.
Why in our aldermen?
Again, let's not do things out of the audience, but I don't... this is the first step in what everybody calls a very long process. So there's more to come. Tony, I know you want to speak. Well, he keeps jumping up and down. I mean, he's a polite guy. I mean, it's...
Again, I didn't know this was happening. We went through this once before. I didn't have to go get the signatures because we're all sitting here, but last time we had every signature on a block. If you change the zoning, it would be totally ridiculous. It would be absurd. This is our neighborhood. I mean, he may be a very nice guy, God bless him, but it's not your job to help him. Your job is to either approve it or disapprove it, and you know the whole neighborhood is against it. If you change his zoning, it's ridiculous. Why? Who benefits from you changing his zoning? Not me.
Not him.
None of these 20 people. So, who are you doing Sir? This for? I didn't see you guys in this one. So,
all right, knock it off.
So, I wish you would think this over. First of all, he doesn't have all his ducks in order. And the fire department says you need this road. If you put a stub in, how does that make that legal? Second of all, he doesn't have his easement for the water yet. Third of all, you got everybody. John will be looking for a new job, first of all. I've known John since he was a sheriff. He sent me a message. Tony, I thought everybody was for it. Nobody called me. Ask him how many calls he's got in the last 2 days now that the rest of us found out. I beg you guys not to do this foolishness just to help a developer. Even if he's from Franklin, it's against the whole neighborhood. We live in a unique area of the city. Built in the 50s, everybody's, you know, got 2 acre lots, and you're going to go cram what in? Change it to 1/4 acre? 1/2 acre? Who says that once you change the zoning, you can't change the plan? Don't do this. I'm begging you guys not to do this. Not now. If you can come up with a better plan, let's review it. But the way this plan sits, I'm begging you guys not to do this. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Okay. Anybody else?
I'm Dave Vandiver. I'm also at 12381 West St. Martin's Road. And my chief concern is congestion on St. Martin's Road. We've been there over 25 years. The road is poorly policed because coming out of Muskego, it's 35 and it drops to 25. My neighbor, who's now in assisted living, lived across the road. He was hit twice pulling out of his driveway. On two different times, I mean, I've always looked to the right now because on two different times I've had people, it's no passing in front of my house, but I've had people passing vehicles heading west. And there's a curve, again, right there at the county line. People routinely come around there 45, 50 miles an hour. And, I mean, I learned sign language from, I can't see them, I pull out, but they let me know they're unhappy with their traveling way too fast. But my point is that if you proceed with the number of houses, and, you know, 2.5 is probably high, but if you figure 2 cars per day coming out of this neighborhood, coming on to North Cape, which is only a 2-lane road, and you just consider the amount of traffic increase that's going to be on St. Martin's, it's going to be significant. And that's my chief complaint. I mean, if you could zone it so that he could reduce it by half, maybe it'd be, you know, more acceptable. But right now, it conflicts with, I think, the whole neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Know that. I hope I can talk. I live on the west end of that, so where those high-shaped lots are, that buddy up against our backyard. So I live in Muskego.
Sorry, see ya.
I'm kidding. We're concerned that creek there runs through our back, you know, our yard, and that thing, when we have these heavy torrential rains, that floods our backyard. And so now you're putting a lot of houses. You've got a road, you've got driveways, you've got houses. There won't be any
any place for runoff to go. That farm field absorbs a lot of that rain. And so my concern is that creek will overflow easier than it does now. And I'm not sure from an engineering standpoint if that's been taken into consideration when they draw up the subdivision. The other thing that's a concern is Muskego is building that new middle school that'll be off North Cape Road, and the traffic down McShane is going to increase dramatically. I know that doesn't necessarily affect you, but if that easement goes through somebody's houses, that's just going to increase more traffic with North Cape and McShane. With that school, we don't need more with a subdivision going in there. So those are the two points that I'm concerned about with the subdivision going in our backyard. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Hi, my name is Tony Orlando. Nothing. Anyway, I'm new to the neighborhood. I've only lived on McShane Road for 16 years. A lot of these people have third or fourth generation, from what I'm told. I grew up in Oak Creek on 15 acres. I moved to Franklin specifically to this neighborhood because of the big lots. We love it there. Now we got the school going in on Muskego's property. We have west of us the two new subdivisions up there. Traffic has increased dramatically, and traffic speed has increased dramatically. And where that access road eventually will come out across your land, the headlights are right in my front yard. I love where I live, but if that changes and you put in 24 or 28 houses in there in these little lots, I don't know what it's going to do to my property value, but it's going to change the way, it's going to change the neighborhood the way it is now. And I don't think that's fair to the people that have lived there all these years. It makes no sense to me. I don't see how we benefit from it. I see how the person who's going to build the houses, I see how he benefits. I don't see how you benefit or how the city of Franklin benefits from this. It makes no sense to me.
So. Thank you, sir.
Vince Greer, 12216 West McShane. I echo the statement about the water. During the heavy downpours this last spring, we had a lot of water in our backyard, and I think that will even become worse. I am also concerned about the traffic going through the neighborhood. Right now, there are a lot of people going down McShane, if you speak wrong. There's one awful fast most of the time. I think it's just compelling that path.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Michael Behrens, 12326 West McShane. I've had numerous complaints over the last 3-4 years about the traffic. It's a 25 mile an hour speed limit. You routinely see people doing 60, 50. I've had my dog run over already, and the guy got out there and fought with me that he was only doing 45 in the 35 zone. Has anybody done any study with little kids? Because you got the school right there. Is the school going to have to be enlarged? Is it going to have to be anything like that? You've got now the Muskego school being built on, coming off on North Cape also. If you sit on St. Martin's and North Cape and Forest Home, none of those roads can handle the current traffic. None of them can. So now you're going to increase the amount of traffic because you still have all those new subdivisions in Muskego that are forcing traffic onto our streets. You're going to have the new school, which is going to force more bus traffic onto our streets. Are our roads even designed to handle that kind of heavy traffic? I've got a residential road. I don't believe it is able to handle that. I've been here 28 years. My street was repaved couple years ago, the first time. It was in such poor condition you could barely drive down it. North Cape, as everybody knows, you needed almost a 4x4 just to get through it. So these roads, St. Martin's the same thing. These have all been repaved now. They're nice roads. And now we're going to tear them all up so that we can run water in? It doesn't make any sense. Has anybody done a recent environmental impact as to where the water will be? Our backyards have always taken the flood water, you know, in the spring and in the fall. We've always gotten that, and it's not a big deal because that's what the land is for. That's why it runs down the hill and whatever. But now if you take away all that, where's that water going to run? So now are we going to be underwater? Are they going to be building that up higher or lower? Or what? How is that going to change that impact? What are the schools? Have we taken into account the schools at all? Expansion, because you're bringing in new houses, they're going to have kids, probably 2 or 3 kids. Can that school handle an extra 75 kids?
Well, it won't.